Get Up with Mike and Gia. Thursday done and dusted. I've just downed a coffee. I'm alive again.
I haven't had one today.
That explains your normality, honestly.
Normality or flatness? I'm so boring today.
I would not say boring. You're always boring.
No, I'm always intense as anything, yeah. Coffee or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know who else I think must be drinking a bit of coffee? Because he always seems to be way too happy.
Yeah.
Shane A. Bassett, our movie analyst.
Oh, love him.
He is just beautiful. He joined us this morning to cover the new Harrison Ford movie, which is a dogs movie.
Yes, it is. And like, a surprising fact about that film that we were not expecting was that apparently, I mean, you'll hear in the catch up, but a lot of it was digitized.
Yeah, like the dog might not have even been a real dog.
Mm.
Anyway, he did join us to give us his rating for The Call of the Wild, a new film that's out. You know what's amazing about Shane?
Mm.
When he heard that I was doing the Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer, he was like, do you want me to like donate money? How can I help you? He's just so beautiful.
Yep.
And this morning on the show, you also donated some money to me.
Yeah, and that was literally to save my ass, and I mean that in a literal sense.
You were literally like blackmailed into donating money, essentially.
Yeah, even though I was going to help out at the car wash and donate my time for the next few months helping you fundraise anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like I was already doing my duty.
Well, it's all come off the back of a suggestion that Mike wear a mankini at the car wash. There was some fierce debate and even some bidding to do with this on the show this morning. Anyway, I won't give too much of away. You will get to hear it in the catch-up.
Also, we wanted to ask the question, would you pay more to avoid talking in an Uber?
Yeah, because the silent Uber option has just launched in Australia, and I wouldn't bother paying the extra money.
No.
Stuff it. I love to talk.
I mean, it's like what I said. You're paying more for a service there. They are also not
providing you. Exactly right.
Doesn't make any sense.
But speaking of cars, we chatted to one of the people from the breathalyzer unit.
Yeah.
Because obviously Michelle Bridges, she got done for DUI. She was claiming that mouthwash is what led to her positive reading.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to get to the bottom of whether all those rumors about mouthwash and cherry ripes and different foods showing up on an RBT test.
It's fascinating. You'll definitely learn something by listening to this. So that's all on the catch up. Thank you so much for downloading. We will see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Major Lazer, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:21.
I have been a victim of stereotyping yesterday.
Oh.
I went to the tip because, you know, I've just recently got a new bed.
Did someone call you trash? I'm kidding.
You calling me trash right now, Michael?
I'm just saying, you lead with stereotype and then say, I went to the tip. You led me to that.
The reason I was stereotyped against was because me and my housemate, two youngish blonde females, loaded up a horse float full of things that we needed to get rid of, including a bed, a dishwasher, some stuff that we had in the garage that was broken. We were like, let's make a big load, take a trailer down to the tip, get rid of it.
Because it costs a lot to get that stuff picked up here.
Exactly right. So I was like, well, what's the cheapest option? Let's go there. Let's go to the tip. I've never been before. This is exciting.
The tip. Why isn't that on the top 10 things to do in Orange?
I just hadn't been to this one locally and I was curious, okay? So we went to the tip. She was driving. I was in the passenger seat. We had a boyfriend in the back seat. We made a bit of a trip about it. And when we got there, obviously you've got to reverse up into the bay to then throw all your garbage into the big skip bins.
Yes.
And Nicola is a very experienced driver with horse floats, with trailers, all that jazz. She's a vet, right?
Okay, yeah. She knows what she's doing.
Right, which is why she was driving the car. But of course, because we're two blonde females that look like we're driving a car solo, when she winds down the windows to look out her mirrors and reverse into one of the bays, didn't everyone just think they could have their 2 cents worth? We had 3 different men from different parts around the car all yelling their directions in at us. Left hand down. Left hand down. No, you need to put your left hand down. No. You need another angle. Try it again. And, of course, when we do what they say and we put the left hand down, it goes completely wrong because we knew it was wrong. But we're like, well, we can't argue because they just keep yelling into our car.
Jesus.
And it got to the point when Nick's boyfriend had to jump out and jump in to readjust and fix what they'd stuffed for us. And, of course, they're like, oh, aren't you just glad you let the girls have a go first, make them feel good about themselves?
Oh, I'm angry for you.
Infuriating. Seriously, two women, no matter their hair colour, are more than capable of reversing a trailer, okay? With or without your help. Don't you dare try to give us advice and then when you stuff it for us, act as if, oh, bless them for trying.
That was the latest episode of Sometimes Men Are the Worst.
They are the worst. If you are headed to the tip today, you just keep your opinions to yourself.
Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, Hit 105.9. Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia, 641. We do it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers. Orange.
Uber's quiet mode has finally launched in Australia.
Oh, yes, I heard about this.
They launched it in the US, and it's a feature where you literally can select an option when you book your Uber that lets your driver know you're not up for a chat.
Yeah, it's quite good for the, I wouldn't say insecure, what's the right word for it?
Introverted
people. Thank you.
Yes, which I am not, so I've never clearly come across an issue where I wouldn't want to talk to the driver.
Yeah.
But you were an Uber driver for a short time there when you lived in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Would you appreciate the silent mode as a driver of Uber?
I mean, as a driver, sure. I mean, it's more so, I think it's more there for the driver to know their boundaries, you know? It's for when you get into, because you can get into an Uber and the driver will naturally not be that talkative. But you can also get into an Uber and they're going to be the super chatty ones.
Friendly
just ones.
Friendly.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There's nothing wrong with being friendly.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. But it's one of those things where, yeah, I think it's there for the driver to know what the passenger is after, because they're the one that control your driver's rating as well.
Well, that's true, but do you not feel like if you were a driver of Uber and you got the request in and they'd specifically requested quiet mode, wouldn't you feel like just a touch offended? Like, they don't even know me yet and they already just don't want me to open my mouth as soon as they get in my car.
What would make me offended if they chose silent mode midway through the drive?
You're, like, having a great old chat thinking that you're bonding hardcore.
Just like, she's chosen silent mode. Oh, okay.
Oh, that'd be awesome if you could do that. I think, unfortunately, you have to select it before they pick you up. But here's the catch on it, right, is that to actually use the quiet mode, it's a part of their overall comfort mode, which means you have to pay 1.2 times the normal price of your fare.
Oh, right.
So if you are not a chatty Cathy and you don't like having a bit of a talk, that's okay, but you'll have to pay extra to be an introvert, or you'll have to pay extra to be antisocial today.
Well, 1.2, so that's not a huge difference.
No, but I still don't think that it's worth the money.
No. It's definitely not worth the money. You could just go in there and just not talk.
Yeah, so
for
you
the same price.
You wouldn't pay extra just to not have to chat?
No, that's definitely not a pay extra option. I feel like that's a courtesy option rather than like an add-on.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well. I'm like, surely they can pick up on the vibe. But maybe I've just, because I am friendly, have never been in the situation where you've tried to cut off the conversation heaps and give off that vibe and they just don't pick it up.
Oh, between us, because I've tried to cut off your conversations quite often.
And it's not working.
Yeah, it really isn't.
Would you pay to cut off our conversations?
For you, yes, because I need assistance with that.
Well, then there's maybe people out there that are getting in Ubers or any kind of driving situation with a driver where they would pay extra for this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, are taxis in the same boat as well? Like, would you like to get into a taxi and have that mode available too?
But would you pay extra for it? That's what I'm interested in, and we would like you to weigh in on it on 13, 12, 16, whether it's worth paying more to avoid talking in a ride-sharing option.
Yep.
If you call through and give us your opinion, you could be walking away with a voucher to Duntree League. So 13, 12, 16, would you pay more to avoid talking in an Uber?
Jamelia, Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers. Orange, it's just hit 6:52.
A lot of people excited today because quiet mode Uber has finally launched in Australia, which means you can send your driver a message ahead of when they pick you up and let them know that you are not in the mood to talk. Don't try to start chatting up a storm. Mm. I just want peace and quiet.
It's in the settings now when you send it. It's not like they request an Uber and then you say, like, oh, by the way, could you shut up, please?
Yeah. No. They get notified ahead of time, so they know what to expect out of their person that they're picking up.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, is you actually have to pay for Uber's comfort mode, which is 1.2 times the normal price of a fare.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that I could justify that.
Well, 1.2 times of a normal fare, like... It depends on how long the car trip is.
As to how much that it costs you extra. But yeah. Either way, I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'm stingy. I mean, we know
yes,
that I am.
You are.
So maybe that's why I'm just like, I'm not paying any more than the normal amount, just not to talk.
No, that's definitely 100% the you thing to do because also, you just love a chat.
I love to talk.
You
so
love
why
a chat.
Would I pay not to talk? I'd pay to talk.
Well,
stimulate me with some interesting conversation, please.
Well, hopefully you can talk to Jess because she's on 13, 12, 16. Right now, Jess, would you pay extra to not talk in an Uber?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Are you?
Do you really hate conversations? It really doesn't explain why you've called on 13, 12, 16 then.
Well,
but
maybe you're a bit more of an introvert or have you just had one specific experience that turned you off chatting to your Uber driver? What happened to you? What have you been through?
Well, I generally only use Ubers if I'm really hungover and I need to get home from somewhere. And in that case, I definitely do not want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And or if I'm going to the airport and I've just got like I'm just thinking about a lot of stuff and it's always the same conversation too. Oh, have you been busy? Blah blah. Like it's just boring. I don't want to have the conversation.
That is true. They're never very engaging, are they?
No,
like it's always
really
very
not.
Top level. You don't dive deep. It's not a therapy session. Like
except if you're on the way out and then you're really drunk and then it becomes one. Yeah.
They would pay for you not to talk to them. You get a discounted fare.
If you start talking about the relationship with you and your father, it's a bad time.
Hey, well, thank you for calling and talking to us because it sounds like you're not the chattiest Kathy of all time. We appreciate it heaps, which is why you're walking away with a Duntry League voucher.
Oh, yay. Thank you. It was worth talking then.
Definitely it was. Corporate events and private function inquiries are welcomed at Duntry League. More vouchers to give away tomorrow on the show.
Absolutely. Well, I guess it shows that I think...
There's
well,
obviously a market
there
for
there is.
It.
There really is.
Yeah.
So I think Uber... Like, that's a great way for Uber... just to make more money from doing absolutely nothing. In fact,
nothing.
For providing less of a service.
That's so true. What a rip-off.
Everclear on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 22 minutes past 7.
A debate is raging online over a viral video that shows a man who is punching the plane seat in front of him because that person in that seat decided they wanted to recline.
It's a little aggressive.
Well, it was on a 2-hour flight,
mm-hmm.
which some people might think isn't warranting of the reclining function.
Yep.
But here's the thing is, we've debated this on the show. I thought we put this to bed.
Yeah.
Because we did put it to the people already.
Yeah, someone would say we've taken it to the people's court already.
I love that music. But this is the thing, is that we did ask the people of Orange and the Central West to weigh in as to whether or not it's okay to recline on a plane.
We did it months ago. When was it?
This has been settled. It was August last year that we settled this. So these people
6 months ago
should have been listening to our show and they never would have gotten into this conundrum to begin with.
Well, this is the stuff that we discovered when we were discussing it last.
Rach has commented on Facebook saying, no, it's unfair to the person behind you. Ben has said if they make the chair to incline, then damn straight, I'm going to recline.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, he's passionate.
He is. So am I, though. and Han has said no, especially in economy. You're already squashed enough as it is.
All right.
So true, Han.
Well, we've got Kate on 13, 12, 16. Kate, is it okay to recline your seat on an airplane?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Like, you know, when they like, boom. Backwards, and you're like, excuse me, I was eating food and you just spilt my coffee all over me. And is it like, does it make that much of a difference for you in your seat? Not really. But for me, all of a sudden, the TV screen is like 2 inches from my nose.
That is so true. It really doesn't recline you enough to warrant wanting to do it in the first place.
No.
I love this. So no matter how short or long the flight is, you are 100% no reclining.
don't do it.
Look, I have been crunching the numbers of the votes, yay or nay, coming through.
Mm.
On 58%.
Oh, that's actually kind of close. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to be that close.
The majority of the Central West say that it is not okay to recline.
Well, I mean, that was decided.
It was decided. And now this woman that was having her chair punched is thinking about taking it to court.
Look, the problem is that the guy who was reclined against, I guess you would say, in this situation, did act in a very aggressive way.
She did, but come on, save the legal fees. Just listen into the Hit 105.9 show with Mike and Gia, and it's settled for you right then and there. Case closed.
New from Selena Gomez, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 7:40. We do it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
And tomorrow after the show, we are going to be heading to Pete's Car Wash for a Dance for Cancer charity car wash.
Yeah.
From 10:30 to 1, we'll be there, and all the cars that go through the auto wash, the money that they spend will go straight to the Cancer Council.
Yeah.
Which we are very excited for. We did have a comment come through yesterday, which you weren't super happy with. We got a comment from Peter, who had a great idea because you were so keen to get behind me and get me into the lineup for the Stars of Orange. He thought, since now I'm going to be making a spectacle of myself,
yeah, right,
that it's only fair that you maybe make a spectacle of yourself at the car wash.
I don't see how that makes sense at all.
He reckons you should wear a mankini.
Yeah, that's 100% not happening.
No?
Nah, not happening.
No to the mankini?
And I'm not even just doing it for a bit. No, I'm not doing that.
So you're not keen?
Yeah, legitimately. Like 100% no.
No mankini?
Yeah, I would walk.
How much would you be willing to accept to consider wearing a mankini? Monetary what? Value, would there be an amount of money that might get you over the line donated to charity that would get you in a mankini?
Wow. Putting me on the spot, it would have to be quite a bit.
Well, it is for charity.
Yeah, it is for charity, and I'm all about helping you fundraise. That's why I'm helping you with the car wash on Friday.
Well, I'm just wondering whether there might be anyone listening on 13, 12, 16 that might be willing to put up a bid for a donation to see how much money might get Mike across the line. Better when it comes to wearing a mankini at the car wash.
Better be an impressive bid.
Well, if you would like to donate some money to the Cancer Council to see Mike in a mankini.
Not doing it.
13 12 16 is the number. We'd love to hear from you.
DJ Sammy, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, just about to hit 7:50.
And we're doing a charity car wash after the show tomorrow at Pete's. And we had a suggestion come through on our social pages from Peter that maybe Mike...
Not the same Pete.
...should wear a mankini.
And that's 100% not happening.
You're not about it.
I really am not.
But see,
I'm not.
I'm intrigued to see how much not about it you are and how much the people of Orange and the Central West are about it and how much they might just pay to charity to see it happen.
Why have you orchestrated this?
Justin's called in on 13, 12, 16. Now, Justin, you're willing to donate money to see Mike in a mankini?
100%. I've actually got an old mankini as well. I got with the Borat DVD as a kid. I'll donate that and I'll throw $50 to charity so you can rock it.
Just to see you in a mankini. Have you worn it previously?
Oh, yeah, it's been worn several times at parties and different occasions. Never washed, ready for the taking.
But $50 to charity just to get you in a mankini, Mike, come on.
$50 is a lovely offer. It really is. But you know what? Thank you for the bid and thank you for the offer, Justin, but I will now pay $55 to then not wear a mankini.
To not wear it?
I'll donate $55 to your fundraiser right now. Will you take that, G, then?
Justin, are you willing to up your bid?
Make it 75.
80.
Whoa, okay. I think Mike is pretty
I'm really against it. I will pay a lot of money.
Well, okay, you're not so keen on this mankini idea. That much is clear. I get that. But here's the thing. We've had Lisa call in. Now, Lisa, you might have a better option for us.
I do, Gia. I've got a costume shop. So why don't you guys come up, choose a costume...
I love that idea.
That's...
I love that. Is the costume shop here in Orange?
It is. I run from home, so I open by appointment. So, you just send me a message, either ring me or jump onto Facebook and send me a message. And, yeah, I make the time available, so then it suits everybody.
Well, are you free at around 10 o'clock this morning? Can we book an appointment with you to come and try on some costumes?
Sounds perfect.
Amazing.
Okay, what kind of costumes are we talking here? Like, costume shop.
What
like,
ideas
how,
have you
how
got?
Many, like, what kind of stuff have you got there?
Look, I can do some couples type costumes where it's like team costumes, or we could go for medieval. We could do 70s. There's about 500 costumes down there.
Wow!
So there's a bit of a variety, and you can choose whatever. And I think you guys will have a bit of fun.
I think we will too.
There's definitely like...
maybe teams.
Ooh, yeah. Teams, like duos or something.
Yeah, I can envision some things going on in my head. I've got some ideas, so we'll run them through with you, Lisa. 10 o'clock, we'll come check it out. And what's the name of your costume shop? Give yourself a shout out.
So I run McIntyre Costumes, and I hire out costumes, mascots, and sumo suits.
Well, we're going to go check it out later today. If you want to check it out, you can find them on Facebook. Lisa, can't wait to see you later today.
Great. We'll see you then.
Okay, fine. I like dressing up, so I'm happy to get rid of the mankini idea. This costume, yes, it's a better situation.
Yes, it is much better. I'm happy to wear a costume.
But you still have to donate $80 to my Dance for Cancer Stars of Orange fund. I could have gotten you off a lot harder than that. Justin seemed like he could have gone bidding for days.
He really didn't. I'm not about that. Anyway, thank you to Lisa. We will be checking out her costume store later this morning. The Chainsmokers, Amy Shark, hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. Just about to hit 8:22. We do it thanks to the Orange City Centre.
Celebrity personal trainer Michelle Bridges has faced court this week over a drink driving charge that she was hit with on Australia Day.
Yeah.
Now, she did blow over the 0.05 limit, which is the legal limit for getting behind the wheel of a car with alcohol. And apparently, she's claiming in court that she actually used mouthwash 5 minutes before being stopped. And that's why there was such a positive reading at the RBT.
And I know that there is alcohol in mouthwash, obviously not the alcohol-free versions, but the normal ones there are.
Yeah, and I've heard rumours about this for ages, about mouthwash potentially affecting it, about even something as innocuous as a cherry ripe showing up in readings if you get pulled over at an RBT. But we really wanted to get to the bottom of this and try to clear it up. So we are joined right now from the Breath Analysis and Research Unit by Sergeant Gardner. Now, Sergeant Gardner, does mouthwash show up on a breath test?
Absolutely.
Oh,
as
it
would
does.
A number of other things, like sometimes pepperoni pizzas, those coconut drinks that are in the cans when they open them up, quite a few things show up.
Oh, right. Okay, and do they make quite a difference, or is it like a very mild appearance?
Basically, where they show up is when they're doing the screening on the side of the road, when you're talking to the alkalizer, the screener, and we'll get a positive reading. But when they put a tube on it, it'll be basically a negative reading. It shows up as a presence of alcohol.
Right. And pepperoni pizza, I mean, traditionally you wouldn't expect pepperoni pizza to have traces of alcohol. Why is it that shows up?
Many pizza delivery drivers, they get stopped at RBT sites and have you had anything to drink tonight? No. But they do the talking test and sure enough, okay, well, hang on, it's coming up positive. And it's because I think it's the preservatives in the meats of the pepperoni pizzas and stuff that are showing up.
Interesting. But it wouldn't show up enough to warrant having a high reading. Like if you've just got eaten a slice of pepperoni pizza, it's not going to come up saying 0.05
No. Yeah, normally when you get that screening test done and it comes up positive, well, that's when the police will put a tube on it, and it shouldn't show up anyway because then, of course, you're getting the air from the lungs rather than actually from the environment of the car.
Right, yeah. Okay.
It's starting to make sense now.
Are there any other foods that might affect it?
Cherry ripes, you mentioned before. That's possible too because of some of the ingredients in the cherry ripe. It's a volatile substance, and so it could show up as an indication of a positive reading, but that's why they go to the test. But the mouthwash is different.
Oh, really?
Mouthwash, normally, if it's not alcohol-free, it actually has about 27% alcohol in it So if you if you drank a bottle of mouthwash, you're going to be legless on the ground.
Yeah, well,
really? Is it that high? I didn't realize. So if you if you're just gargling it, not drinking it, because you're not supposed to swallow it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to swallow it, no. But it has about 27% alcohol in it, which is you're sort of looking around about the gin sort of alcohol volume.
Whoa.
So what you do is if you gargle your mouthwash, you're going to have that alcohol in your mouth. And the screeners on the side of the road can't tell the difference between that alcohol and what's actually in your blood. So, yes, in the case of mouthwash, if someone just had some and they put you on the tube, well, you're going to get a sky-high reading.
Wow.
Sky-high.
Wow. Okay.
But the instruments we have at the back at the stations and in the buses, they can tell the difference.
Okay.
And they'll say that it's too much, and so they'll lock you out for 15 minutes before you can go again.
Okay, right. Well then, if you are thinking about gargling mouthwash, probably don't jump in the car straight after it. I mean, obviously down the line it won't affect you, but it might give you a bit of a nervous moment if you are pulled over at an RBT.
Or maybe just use the alcohol-free ones.
Yeah, alcohol-free mouthwash all the way, I think.
Mm, I think so.
Wow, this has been so eye-opening. Thank you so much, Sergeant Gardner, for clearing this up for us and giving us something to think about.
Sure, no problem at all, and I hope you're getting more rain out there.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Joining us on the line right now, as always, our movie analyst, Shane A. Bassett. And Shane, Gia is a little bit giddy with excitement because we're doing Call of the Wild and this is a dog movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's an animal movie in general. It's actually a remake. It's based on a very popular book and it's been filmed a few times previously, which I was unaware of because I hadn't seen them.
Mm.
Harrison Ford is in this one, but the premise of the story is about a big dog that in the opening 15 minutes or so is kicked out of its current home and ends up going from owner to owner, ends up with Harrison Ford's character. And of course, it's set in the 1800s. He's a prospector. He takes the dog with him to northern Canada where they go foster king for gold. But along the way, there's bears and wolves and you know, other things happen. But it is really just a old-fashioned adventure with lots of animals to look at.
Well, it seems to be a thing lately that they're doing animal movies where the animals low-key talk or they've got, you know, an inner narration. And we know from Dr. Dolittle that it hasn't been super successful. Is this taking a similar tact? Like, is there an actor playing the dog's voice or...?
Well, the dog doesn't talk, Gia, thank goodness, because after Dr. Dolittle, I'm so over talking animals. it's been done so much, and I love Robert Downey Jr., but Dolittle was not a good film.
Mm.
Now, the thing is about this one, and I don't want to ruin it, because it is a very good movie. I enjoyed it. It's entertaining. Like I said, an adventure story with some great cinematography. But when it started, I'm like, there's something wrong with the dog. I couldn't put my finger on it. I kept looking at it and I'm thinking, there's something wrong with this dog. It's 100% digital. It's not
what?
A real dog. And then later on, you see the bears chasing them. You see salmon jumping out of the water. You see the wolf pack after them. They're all fake. Every animal in this movie is a digital recreation. And that's why it takes some getting used to, because you do notice it. But if you put that aside, it ends up being a good movie. But no animals obviously got hurt during the making of this film.
Yeah, which is great. But yeah,
But clearly some poor pixels did.
Like, where are they going to take this, though? Like, next are we not going to have real actors in the movies anymore? They'll all be digital too? I don't know about it. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, wasn't Carrie Fisher all digital in the later Star Wars as well?
Yeah,
exactly. They can make old actors young again, like they did in The Irishman with Robert De Niro. Anything is possible these days. And don't get me wrong, they look very, very good. They're state of the art, these animals. But it does take some time. If you see it, you'll know what I mean. And luckily, I didn't know going into it. If I had have known, it might have offset me a little bit too in the enjoyment of the film. But yeah, now there are some animal things in this that you think, well, if it happened to a real animal, how did they do it? So they can get away with a lot having the fake animals. And I mean, Harrison Ford is such a great actor though. Anyway, he does bring the movie up another notch because he's great. But yeah, not one animal is real in this.
Well, then how many backers of popcorn out of 5 will you be giving Call of the Wild?
Oh, look, that's interesting. I'd really like to give it more, but I'm only going to give it 3 out of 5 because Yeah, it is noticeable, the animals. But overall, it's a fun movie, and it's an action adventure. And some of the photography in snow around Canada is beautiful. So 3 out of 5 buckets for me.
3 out of 5 is a decent score nonetheless. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch up with you next week.
It's better than Sonic the Hedgehog, put it that way. Only just. Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.